Oh, it's great to have your company. The excitement is building in here. We can see, just so all of our people who are in the running for the Toyota, we can see you
all. Of them.
So, Ash, don't pick your nose, mate. We can see you there from where we are. They're all waving away. Costa, love the work you've done with your backdrop. Costa's got the big Toyota backdrop.
Oh, nice work, Costa. Very nice close. Work from you.
Murray, what about Murray's shirt up there? It looks like he's going on holiday to Hawaii. Mazda.
Magnificent. Very magnificent. Nice. And Phil, Philip there. What sort of a job, what do you reckon Phil does for him?
Where is Phil?
Yeah, Phil there with the shaved head. What do you reckon he does for him?
Oh, he's from Shaver Shop.
Shaver Shop he is.
There he is. And one of our ladies I saw was feeding her little bub over there, which was fantastic. Yeah. And who's got the big swimming pool?
I don't know, but Nancy's holding up a sign too. Thanks, SEN.
Good on you, Nancy.
Nice to see you, Nancy.
Bryce is there.
It's an exciting time for everybody.
It is. I'm getting pumped about this, Wispy.
I'd like to give them all a Toyota, to be honest.
I know. We've got our great Toyota people here. They'd love to as well, but they'll get the sack. So we've got one. And what a car it is. So someone's going to have it inside an hour. But we've got to keep pushing on because it's one of our all-time favourites.
All-time.
On our last show, they said, who do you want to talk to? We said, oh, well, this bloke, this bloke. But you must have Douglas Hawkins. And Douglas Hawkins joins us. Good morning to you, Dougie boy.
Hello, Gazza. Hello, Tim. How are you, boys?
Oh, all the better for hearing your voice. Are you back on traffic management or not?
Back, Gaz. Yeah, I'm back on the road with the I can't call it lollipop, but the stop slow. I'm back on the lollipop, and everything's going very well. Of course, as you know, Tim and Gaz, I work for Phoenix Traffic. They're a fantastic organisation. And I've got a gut feeling that the flea, Dale Waitman, may have joined us or maybe going to be a road traffic operator. And he's got to stand on a fruit box so they actually can see when he's stopping the cars when they come along the road.
We did speak to Flea recently, and he did allude to that, actually. Did you put a good word in for the Flea?
I actually pushed him, Gaz, you know, Toby Pinwell. Toby is our boss and played with Fourth Melbourne, captain of the Premiership a couple of years ago under the great Gary Ayres, and... so I did give him a bit of a push, but the flea, you don't need to push him, do you?
No.
Picks himself, don't you reckon, Gaz and Tim?
First pick, well, second pick behind you. You're the captain of the traffic stop and go team. Don't worry about it.
No, I'll tell you who is, Gaz. I'll tell you who is.
Who?
Ian Cooper, Strop. Ian Cooper from Collingwood.
Strop Cooper.
He's a lollipop as well down at Phoenix. Oh, they love him. They love the big coops. Hey, when you step out of line there, Gaz and Tim, he whacks you straight on the Vera Lynn, straight on the chin.
What makes a good lollipop?
There's a lot of I'll tell you what too, Gaz and Tim, the lollipop women out there now. There's a lot
of course,
nice girls
yes.
get out there. It's good money, $100 an hour. Not bad, is it? $120 bucks.
That's great. Hey, Dougie, are you allowed to listen to a podcast while you're standing there, or what's the protocols?
Well, you're not. No, Tim, you're not allowed. You've got to be focused.
Concentrate. You've
got to concentrate, Tim. I mean, even the great Warwick Capper did it for about a week.
You can't be
saying
go. He
fell asleep with the stop sign.
You can't go when you're supposed to stop.
No, fair enough, too. Hey, you'd have a lot of time to maybe work on some new material, Dougie. I just want to ask you the question. How tough was it? Growing up in Braybrook back in the day.
Well, Gaz, Tim, you know how tough it was. And you know the story about me and my sister and my mum growing up in the commission flats and how tough it really was. And you know about the skateboard. Mum could afford to buy me that skateboard. I left it outside the milk bar. I went inside, I got that can of Coke. I come outside and there's my skateboard sitting on bricks. You remember that? I told you that story.
Every time you tell someone.
Now, Gaz and Tim, it gets better. Right. And you know quite well, my mum would have been absolutely filthy if anything happened to my skateboard. And I was absolutely packing myself. So anyway, I got the skateboard. I got home with no wheels, only the skateboard. I walked in, and there was my mum, Thal. She was taking the wallpaper off the wall. I said, Mum, we're doing some renovations. She said, no, Dougie, we're moving. Hey, Tim, that's how tough it was living in Braybrook. When you move, the wallpaper went with you.
I'd keep that in, Dougie.
You love my own joke. I love my own joke, Tim.
Hey, that story's developing nicely. You just put another layer to it.
Oh, mate, I love my own joke, Gazza.
We loved it too. What have you got planned for Riles and the family for Christmas? What's on for the Hawkins crew?
Me and Riles Hundahl, sweetheart, we're going away for Christmas.
Are you?
We're going from Bacchus Master Melt. We're going to head down. It's about 14 km from Bacchus. We're going to mix with those metropolitan people that have been locked in for about 8 months. No, we're not much, Gaz. We're going to stay home, Gaz. We've got the kids and our young boy and his partner Bianca. They look like they'll be getting married in January. They were going to get married in May this year in Bali.
Yep.
And obviously we couldn't travel to Bali, so that got all skittled. So they're going to get married down in Dalesford in January. So all the family will be ready for that one. And we're just going to sit home, mate, sit around the pool, have a couple of pool blondes and just chill out.
No, it sounds like magnificent. Hey, what about your footy club? They've been pretty active. They've been busy in the trade period.
Gaz, haven't they? Tim, yeah, they've been really good. The boy Treloar, Gaz and Tim, you'd probably know a lot more. I don't watch a lot of Collingwood, but the kiddo obviously can play a fair bit. What about the monetary? The young bloke's on 900,000. Is that right?
That is right, Dougie. That is right. And Collingwood apparently, well, there's a bit of argy-bargy going on at the moment, but they're going to carry about $300,000 of that each year for the next 5 years.
900 grand. Yep. Now, Gaz, in your highlights, your high time in the 90s, mate, you'd be on 1.5 million now, even more. Tim, you'd be on 2 million, and I'll be on 3.5. But anyway, that's...
hey, Dougie, on that point, what was the most you ever got paid in a season of football?
Well, after my 85 final series, Gaz and Tim, as you know, I was pretty...
I was red hot
in that 85 fight. Yeah, I was red hot. I was in great form. And we got beat by Hawthorn by 10 points in the prelim final. It wasn't my fault, but that's another story. But anyway, the 86 had to renew my contract. I got 100 grand and an RX-7 from Werribee Mazda.
Jeez, overpaid.
And that done the deal. And Tony McGuinness come over. He got an RX-7. That's the reason why I won an RX-7 as well.
Wow. And what did you get?
I got 100 grand and an RX-7. Hey, Tim, Gaz, can I just send a quick cheerio? Can I do a quick cheerio to my young grandsons, young Noxie and young Lewis? They're listening at the moment. They're inside listening to Poppy, and they said, could I say hello to them?
Nox
hello,
and boys. Lewis. Good on you, boys. You're back in for the Western Bulldogs where old Pop used to play. Who are you? You Poppy or Pa or what are you?
I tell you what, Tim, Gaz, we got big Stephen Martin, haven't we? We got him from Brisbane, the big bloke.
Yes, you have. You have.
Is he coming to the Dogs?
He's coming.
Well, that's going to be good now, Tim and Gaz.
Why is that?
We spoke about Tim English being able to go forward now, a bit like Paul Salmon, Tim, back in your days. And so he might be an opportunity, English, to go forward and mark and stand up and do a bit of ruck work. Be good.
Well, you're very influential because I think Bevo was listening to the show that morning and I reckon they went after Steph Martin after you suggested they need some backup.
No doubt. And you hung on to young Dunkley. He looked like he wanted to get over to Wispy. Tim tried to do everything he could to get into the Bombers, but he couldn't get the deal done.
What do you make of that, Gaz? Tim, do you think, as a player, do you like a player wanting to leave your club and then he actually stays? What's your gut feeling on that one?
You know what would happen back in the day? If this was back when you were playing, the first intra-club practice match, you and Super McPherson and bloody Rick Kennedy, you would have got Andrew Dunkley or Josh Dunkley the first chance and give him a good belt round the ear hole in the intra club and said, that's for leaving. Now you're back, you throw your arms around, and that's how you would handle it, wouldn't it?
Hey, Gaz, 100% spot on. Welcome back, son. Welcome back, Dunks.
Hey, Dougie.
Little prick.
We want to tell you how much we love talking to you, mate. It just gives us a lift and it gives our audience a lift and hopefully we can hear a lot more of you next year on SEM with us.
Good on you, Gazza. Good on you, Tim. And have a great Christmas and loved everybody, boys.
Good on you, terrific. Man. The great Douglas Hawkins there joining us, one of our all-time favourites, and just one of the people in the world that when you talk to him and you hear his voice, just gives
he
you
makes
lift.
You feel better, doesn't
just
he?
Just gives you a lift. And he's developing that skateboard story. Just added another layer to it. He was here for Scott Pack, by the way. Turn unpaid invoices into cash. ScottPack.com.au. Thanks to them for supporting us. Thanks to all our supporters throughout the course of this long, trying, challenging season, Wispy.
It has been a bit of a challenge from time to time, but we've been able to pivot and show some agility.
You're still with us or not?
Yes, I am.
You're zoning out a bit,
aren't you? No, I lost my earpiece there at one stage. I couldn't hear Dougie.
I had
to laugh when you were laughing.
Because this morning it's
a visual
medium. I was
hoping that
it
was funny. I wasn't quite sure whether it was.
You can watch us on the SEN app. You'll just see what I deal with every day. I don't know if it's a sugar level thing, but at about 7:45, the old champ just starts to drift off and I've got to nurse him through and then he gets another lease of life after 8:00. So we'll take a break, we'll give him some of his medication and we'll be back with more. The Toyota, don't forget, we've got all our great Toyota winners. We can see them on our big board. They're up, ready to go. The kids are there. Who's that? Dan Bra, I can see, waving to us.
And Santa Claus up
Dave
the back.
Lobb over there. So great to see everyone. Pretty soon we're going to find out who's going to drive away with the Toyota Kluger. That's in about 30 minutes away.